Sports is U.S. Open tennis. The year's final Grand Slam event began Monday in New York. The top men's and women's seeds are Novak Djokovic of Serbia and Serena Williams of the USA. The highest-ranked African player at the U.S. Open is South Africa's Kevin Anderson, who is seeded 18th in New York. Anderson will play Uruguay's Pablo Cuevas in the first round. Now, Anderson's best showing at the U.S. Open was reaching the third round in both 2010 and 2011. The tall, lanky South African is hoping for a breakthrough at the two-week tournament in New York after advancing to the fourth round earlier this year at Wimbledon, as well as the Australian and French Opens. The 28-year-old Anderson has won nearly $4 million in prize money during his professional career. And speaking of prize money, a record total of more than $38 million is at stake at the U.S. Open. The men's and women's singles champions in New York will each receive $3 million. Almighty dollar, money.
Show me the money.
Some sad football news out of Algeria. That's where a Cameroonian striker died over the weekend after being hit by a thrown object during a league match. Our Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi reports.
Good evening, Africa. A footballer has died after being hit in the head by an object thrown from the crowd at a league match in Algeria. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, said Cameroonian striker Albert Ebosse died in hospital on Saturday night after he was struck at the match between GS Kabylie and USM Alger in the northern city of Tizi Ouzou. Ebosse's club, GS Kabylie, said the 24-year-old forward suffered a head injury when he was hit at the end of the game. He had scored in the 2-1 home loss and was the leading scorer in the Algerian League last season. Kabylie said a police investigation would be opened. Meanwhile, CAF has called for exemplary sanctions over the player's death. CAF President Issa Hayatou reacted by calling for member associations to act strongly against fan violence and for the perpetrators of this incident to be dealt with in the strongest possible terms. My thoughts go out to the family and friends of this young man who enjoyed his job peacefully and went further to pursue his passion for football abroad, Hayatou said in a statement on Sunday. African football cannot be the breeding ground for hooliganism whatsoever. We expect exemplary sanctions to be taken against this grave act of violence. Violence has no place in African football in particular and sports in general, Hayatou says. Staying with African football, CAF has stripped Libya of the rights to host the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations finals. The decision follows the visit of a delegation from the Libyan Football Association to CAF headquarters in Cairo, Egypt, last week. The action is apparently because the ongoing fight in the North African country delays plans to build new stadiums for the 16-team tournament. African soccer's governing body is now inviting new bidders for the tournament. Countries wishing to host the tournament have until September 30th to send in expressions of interest, CAF said via Twitter on Sunday. Libya has endured weeks of chaos as the government struggles to control former rebel factions who helped to topple longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Libya was originally scheduled to host the Nations Cup in 2013, but because of the civil war, swapped with 2017 host South Africa. The oil-rich North African country had been planning to build 11 stadiums at a cost of $340 million, including a showpiece new stadium on the site of a former military camp in Tripoli. The cities of Benghazi in the east and Misrata in the northwest were also due for major stadiums. Last year, the Libyan government expressed the hope that hosting the Nations Cup will allow it to demonstrate that life had returned to normal in the country and encourage investors. CAF is due to decide the host countries for the 2019 and 2021 Nations Cup finals at a meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, on September 20th. Algeria, Cameroon, Guinea, Ivory Coast, and Zambia are bidding for the tournament. A decision on Libya's replacement will be made next year. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
African athletes bagged their share of medals over the weekend at the Olympic Youth Games in Nanjing, China. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has that story, as well as more African football news.
Kenyan Gilbert Kwemoi, Ethiopian Asefa Mulugeti, and Djibouti's Mohamed Ismail secured a 1-2-3 medal podium sweep in boys' 1500 meters. Ethiopian Kejeicha Atomsa, Burundi's Thierry Ndikumwenayo, and Kenyan Moses Koech ensured a 1-2-3 3000 meters medal podium sweep. Botswana's Baboloki Tebe clinched a silver medal in boys' 200 meters, while Egyptian Yosef Ahmed and Ethiopian Behanu Asgedom earned bronze medals in boys' hammer throw and girls 3,000 meters respectively. Early on Saturday, Zambia's Sydney Simane won boys 100 meters. Botswana's Sibanda Karabo bagged a silver medal in boys 400 meters, while Ghana's Martha Bissa and Ethiopian Alemu Negari posted a 1-2 girls 800 meters win. On Friday, Egyptian Mohamed Sosha won the bronze medal in boys 85 kilogram weightlifting contest. Elsewhere, Kenyans David Rudisha, Ashbel Kiprop, and Jairus Birech triumphed in 600 meters, 1 mile, and 3,000 meters steeplechase respectively at the IAAF Diamond League in Birmingham, Britain on Sunday, while Kenyan Mercy Cherono triumphed in women's 2 miles.
Kenya yaleo, Kenya yaleo, usipoka sana, atakufa masikini. Kenya yaleo, haipendi umivu, usipoka sana, atakufa masikini. Kenya yaleo, Kenya yaleo, usipoka sana, atakufa masikini.
Turning to football, Nigeria's Falconets put up a brave fight before going down 1-0 to Germany in extra time at the FIFA Women's Under-20 World Cup final in Montreal, Canada on Sunday. France edged North Korea 3-2 to place third. In Rwanda, a first-half strike by Alan Wanga lifted Sudan's El Merrekh to a 1-0 triumph over Rwanda's military side APR. In the Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's Sekafa Kagame Club Championship final in Kigali on Sunday, Rwanda's Rayon Sports earned a bronze medal following a 4-2 post-match penalty shootout win over Uganda's Kampala City Council Authority. Meanwhile, in a Democratic Republic of Congo tie, AS Vita and TP Mazembe drew 0-0 as Tunisia's CS Sfaxien and Algeria's Intensitif drew 1-1 in Orange Africa Champions League on Sunday. Sudan's El Hilal edged Egypt's Zamalek 2-1 as Tunisia's Esperance pipped Libya's El Ahli Benghazi 1-0. Elsewhere, Republic of Congo's AC Leopards thrashed Ivory Coast's ASEC Mimosa 4-1 as Mali's Real de Bamako and Cameroon's Cotton Sports drew 1-1 in Orange African Confederations Cup on Sunday. Egypt's El Ahly and Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel drew 0-0 as Ivory Coast's Sewe Sports beat Zambia's Nkana 3-0. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
This is Africa. Waka waka, Samina mina sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, very, very
excited. Ngijabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. This time for Africa.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. So drop me a line if you get a chance. I always enjoy hearing from our Voice of America listeners. You can also follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Obi Dozie K sent me a tweet from Nigeria. Obi says he listened to The Sunny Side of Sports growing up. And it was great listening in again to the show on Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. And let's give a shout out for the Brilla Boys, founded in 2002 by ace sportscaster Larry Izamoje in Lagos. Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM has expanded and now has stations in Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha. Finally, if you tune in Monday's Africa 54 TV show, I'll be previewing the Manny Pacquiao Chris Algieri fight on November 22nd in Macau, China. Pac-Man back in the ring. I'm VOA Sunny.